Welcome to Season 4 of The Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky are joined eventually by the superstar as they all review the lousy Via Maria Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, folks. Thank you for joining us.
And I'm also joined by a salty Triple B.
I'm not salty. Good evening.
Oh, she's salty about being salty.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Commentary by the Wine Guy is... been a bit inappropriate, so we'll deal with that as the show progresses.
Perhaps is militant a better term?
Me? Oh,
yes. You want to cut me? I think is what it amounts to.
Ice pick to the eye.
I'm
comfortable with that.
What I think that the listeners should know, is that we're having a bottle of white wine.
Yes, we are.
Because I'm on the show.
Not true.
It's so potentially bad that they debated even recording while we drink it.
I demanded it be recorded, though.
And also, it's so nondescript that Rob didn't even print out a cut sheet on it.
It's because there's nothing to add about it. It has no personality, and it has no reviews. What could I talk about?
Well, I think...
What was its original price?
Original price is $13.99.
And you got it marked down to $8.99?
$8.67 of my dollars.
With the big, bold yellow and red tag.
It's like on those fuckers at Kroger want you to be embarrassed that you bought it off their clothes. They put the biggest ass sticker, and they normally put it on the front of the fucking label.
It's like as big as the index card.
And it is. Via Marie.
It's Via Maria. The New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. And Via Maria is one of these like Oyster Bay or Kim Crawford or, let's see, Brancott. It is a well-known standard Sauvignon Blanc. It's actually a nice, lovely little Sauvignon Blanc.
Standard would be, you know, the not just this one, but the Oyster Bay, those lines. It's a standard New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
Normally, it gets a 90, 89. Just this vintage was not reviewed.
Huh. But I think...
Actually, the 18, I think, got a 90 from Decanter.
We'd be remiss to not prod Triple B into more comments about what this episode is.
She's too angry.
She's very angry.
She is.
I found some reviews on TotalWine.com.
I just got ignored.
Yeah, we don't.
You did.
Okay.
Well, just got ignored.
When we come back, Triple B is going to reveal what she has found.
What year is this?
That's 2017.
Mm. I figured it was probably a non-vintage wine because that seems to be all that you drink with me on the show.
Well, it's no bonanza. So, we're going to take a break. And eventually on this show, we're going to have a guest appearance by someone who is just fabulous. So when we come back, you will find out more. And Becky's phone will interfere with the show here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And we're back, folks. So, on tonight's show, of course, we have Via Maria Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. I believe it's Marlborough.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
Triple B does have some information. The wine enthusiast.
Yeah, provided it a review.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well.
Interesting.
Well.
It didn't give it any points.
No points?
It gave no points.
So it did give 88. Say. It gave 88. Sorry, it was just a different spot. Well,
that's not really a high score from the enthusiast.
The nose is limey and floral with stone fruit and pea shoots.
Pea shoots. Who has ever smelled a fucking pea shoot? Are they talking about a... Never mind.
It's the palate. It's the palate that keeps you coming back for more.
What?
With acidity that is in check, rather than enamel stripping, held up by a juicy, limey core.
I hate it when acidity is enamel stripping, when it just is so acidic that it actually eats your mouth away and you die. I hate that.
Mm-hmm. And to refer to, what do British people smell like? That the limey, it's a limey aroma.
Do you think
I don't.
Means lime, like the citrus fruit.
It's
lime,
talking about
or do you think
lime,
it means
the citrus
limestone.
Fruit.
Oh, not like, hey, mate, limey.
Did you think pea shoot meant pee hole, too? Jesus.
You thought that?
Because I did.
What?
Wow.
I was wondering between limey citrus and limey, like limestoney.
No, I think it means an actual green old lime.
Mm. On the aroma.
So do you think
it could
this is
going to
be the margarita?
But I would think they would say
you
limestone.
You tasted it?
Mm-mm.
You rat.
You know,
Lime guy is so happy right now.
There's also another
no,
review.
No, you are not. You're so tickled.
There's also another review for Via Maria. The pizza restaurant on 78 Rue du Chateau.
Are they good?
You know, out of 140 reviews, they averaged a 3.9 on
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
What's their best dish?
Let's see.
Do they deliver?
It's cozy, casual.
I wonder if we should put some salt on the rim.
It smells like that. Because on the nose.
It does smell like a margarita.
They do deliver.
It smells like a tropical margarita. Are you still on that pizza place?
Yes, they do deliver. We could reserve a table.
You could.
It's in Paris.
You should start off.
Rue du Chateau.
Start off now.
Paris.
Get up going real fast in your minivan. And
wonder how long it would take to walk. No, I would have to borrow your minivan. Yeah.
You know what? I'll buy you an inflatable. Just push you out.
It's my minivan.
That's true. No. I wonder if I could get a big enough bottle to put you in.
What?
An inflatable?
No, yeah, you put this note in the bottle. It puts you in a bottle. And
throw in the water?
Yeah.
What body of water would you put
him
in? The Atlantic Ocean. That's what I'm thinking.
My wife's just visiting her daughter. I don't need an inflatable yet.
Ew.
It's so disgusting.
Oh, God.
No, you can order delivery from Deliveroo.fr or justeat.fr.
That does remind me. Did you order that? Online, folks, on Amazon, I found an inflatable male doll named John. And it looked exactly like Scott does.
What?
With the mustache. You remember that inflatable sex doll I found? It looked like you. Yeah. Anatomically correct. And it had the same shitty mustache you have in that one picture where you look a vampire.
That's a great picture, by the way.
Yes, but you look like a sex doll, kind of. Well, sort of. This is more a conversation for the special guest we have. But nevertheless, we'll talk about that later. The wine. On the nose, it is overtly sweet smelling. Matter of fact, it smells like a Riesling, for Christ's sake.
It does. It smells like a margarita Riesling.
It smells like Hogue, Scott.
I'm surprised that's not an actual wine, a margarita Riesling. Can't you see that being made?
It's been made. Trust me. We just,
don't you think?
We just don't associate with those people, you know?
And it's like on the verge of being having bubbles.
It's not still. There's far too many bubbles. Yes, excellent, astute point, Triple B. It's almost.
You're just trying to suck up because this is a white wine.
No, you're just accurate. You're just a brilliant person.
Eye roll.
Well, you are. Apparently, you think ill of yourself. That's terrible. I believe you can fly.
He's just trying to make up ground for the I allowed you to comment.
I believe you can touch the sky.
Don't recite R. Kelly lyrics to me.
That one's acceptable.
Actually, it's not.
Reciting Honey Love or Bump and Grind is inappropriate.
Actually, none of them are appropriate.
Well, it's less inappropriate, I think.
No, I think they're all inappropriate.
Okay, our special guest, they will agree with me, probably. We don't want you to comment on that there, John.
What if he means it with the greatest amount of respect?
No.
And it's a...
Actually, no.
Means of...
No.
Endearment.
No.
He could.
No.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. By the way, she once again is right. So,
yeah, well, how dare she actually understand and know your motivations?
That's true. So the wine, the nose is dipshit. It's a dipshit nose. It's not.
I think that you maybe Blanc. Did make a margarita and put it in this glass.
I'm thinking that it's been doctored in some fashion. Yes. Jose Cuervo is in here.
Your original look on it, I was like, wine guy looks like he's enjoying this. And then you start making the gagging.
Okay, tastes like Sauvignon Blanc. Sort of.
Kind of.
Yeah.
No. Well, it's better than Fry Brothers. It's better than, Rodney Strong. It's not a lot better.
I swallowed that wrong. It's very limey.
It does taste like lime juice. Mm-hmm. Not a lot else. It has acidity, but it's not really bracing. There is also pink grapefruit, mind you. I mean, you know it's New Zealand. You know it's a Sauvignon Blanc. It's
very limey.
Have we ever had, forget a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, a Sauvignon Blanc in general, where you could pick lime out specifically? I know. Citrus, yes. No. Maybe we've gotten lemon lime.
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe we've said lemon lime, like, but not normally, lime distinct like this.
Normally it's like, oh, this kind of tastes like a pina colada or, you know, like that kind of thing, like tropical fruits.
Yes.
Lime, I don't remember, and it's a lot.
You know, the one time I had an ill-fated attempt at making gimlets, and it tasted kind of, what I turned out tasted kind of like this. It just tasted like lime.
I've had weaker tasting gimlets than the lime in this.
Well, I know, but...
And this isn't just lime. This is like lime zest almost.
You didn't have the wine guy's gimlets.
No.
Oh, I didn't.
They were...
a little limey?
It's fine.
Hey, what? Don't... We don't like to be called that.
It's a train wreck.
Well, I think part of it is that we use sugar-free simple syrup.
It was keto simple syrup. That did not work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still have plenty of it if you'd like some.
Yeah. I, in general, don't like sugar substitutes, even before keto.
Yeah. I know. I had one. They were like these mints, and it was like cream cheese and that erythritol or whatever it is. And I can taste it as like a cooling sensation in my throat.
Right on.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No, I get it.
And I know some people like it or whatever, but I just keep thinking, like, if this is cooling my throat and I can feel it for quite some time afterwards, what does this do to the rest of my body?
Eats it away. It's enamel. This is, very, very, very simple, bad version of Sauvignon Blanc.
New aside, new
do you think
keto
this was,
note. Had a new, an olive I'd never had before. It's an Italian varietal of olive, but it's a Nuvella. Delicious. It's a green olive, but it almost had a sweet flavor about it. It was delicious.
Was it pitted?
Yes. No, it was not.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to watch
you
eat
those.
Where
did you get it? TJ's?
Yeah, of course. But packed in olive oil, a little bit of spice thing. It had oregano and rosemary, actually, I think, in it. But the olives were fantastic. Just there was a sweetness about them. It was just so unusual. Fantastic. I'll always buy Nuvella olives when I can see them.
That's cool.
Did you have any canned eggplant recently?
I love TJ's eggplant relish.
Was it relish?
It's an Italian relish.
It's like a fetus.
Oh, my Lord.
It's disgusting. Hey. Come on, guys. Have some of this. I have a side dish. No. No, you don't. Yes. And it was raw. You didn't cook it.
You don't cook it. It's prepared. It's
not prepared. You got it out of a can, man.
That's what it is. It's
no.
It was like eggplant, tomato, onions. Mm-hmm.
Cured. No.
Well, I mean, it was like, I don't even know what's the right word.
It's intended to use as a topping for bruschetta or a side with antipasto.
It looked like one of those. It looked like a picture that those sons of bitches put on those damn posters that are protesting abortion.
Stop.
That's what it looked like.
Oh.
Oh, folks, we have exciting news. Our special guest has arrived, or it's a burglar, one of the two. So, we are going to get out the telephone book for them to sit on, and we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, folks, so we teased a special guest, and there's no more teasing, no more tantalizing. On the show tonight, folks, is the superstar.
Hey, man, it's been a while. Did you say tantalizing? Okay, yeah, tantalizing.
This is a family-oriented show. Right,
tantalizing, man.
A lot's changed since you've been on last time.
You can milk cats, you know. Yes,
I no longer say motherfucker. Oh, shit. Anyway. Damn it. Enough for that. Sorry, kiddos. Anyway.
That's too many syllables for you.
Yeah, I mean, we've been focusing on, you know, like the sparkling juices and stuff like that. I mean, the kids love
that.
That's nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And
different,
you know,
flavors. Like this? Capri Suns.
Yeah. And huffing. The kids like that, too. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Scott's forte.
Wow.
I know. I just got some new dry shampoo, and it has a huge warning label on the side. That, what does it say? Solvents can kill on your first try.
Wow. That tells you your That tells you that stuff is good quality then.
Yeah, it's natural and organic.
Yeah, you're not.
And it has like
organic solvents, organic
chemistry.
It
has a special thing, like it has a basically like a not an ink tag, but basically whatever those things are called on it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So can you
huff it?
Yes.
Yes, you could huff it.
So
would you like to? Would you want to?
I'd like to sample it.
Okay. Well, I've got a plastic bag. And
that's all you need, man.
Yes.
Steve, so what's your first impression of this glass?
Oh, boy.
Vino?
Gets better as you drink it?
Maybe.
You feeling like you're getting your Sprite on?
Yeah, it's like a wine shandy.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You know what I mean?
That's very accurate.
Right, it's it's very limey.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's what Via Maria was going for, but nevertheless, it's what they achieved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, woo.
Yeah, it's just different. I mean, you have to, one glass would be, is kind of refreshing, but I couldn't drink a bottle of this.
No.
Yeah.
You would think that it's not supposed to be, I'm not say drank, but it's not, like, if you drank it, you'd say, is this like Barefoot? Is this one of these bullshit things? You would not think it's a serious wine producer making this wine. Because they did it on accident. You know.
And do you think they pulled this?
Pulled it.
And that's why you can't find it online? Or do you think they sold through it? Or what do you think the deal is?
I don't think that they sold through it. I'm doubting that was the case.
Have you had any other vintages of this?
Yes.
And?
It was good. But that's been 8-10 years ago.
It almost tastes like, like, I feel like this is the equivalent of something like being in the oven a little bit too long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. Or, like, not long enough or whatever. Mm-hmm. Something's just wrong.
Yeah, they, like, somebody left it on the skin too long, and then they were like, oh, shit, Steve, that was supposed to take that off the skin yesterday.
Right. Well, oopsie.
Yeah.
And no, this is exactly what they ended up with.
But let's be more specific. It's like, we would expect a bit of we would like to see, like, an oily or a glycerin mouthfeel from a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. We would like something there, and this is like nothing.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to hold it to that standard. I would like it not to taste like, a shitty gimlet. I would rather it not taste that way.
But I'm saying, get beyond the line. There's other things that are flawed about this. The mouthfeel of this is nondescript. There's nothing there.
I didn't realize there was anything
beyond
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't tell there's anything else happening besides the wine.
No, well, there isn't anything there. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, there's, I do know what you mean, though. Sometimes it's almost like a waxy mouthfeel.
Nice,
there's nothing like that.
Yeah, you want
here.
That. That's a great tribute for many New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs.
I typically can drink anything.
Yeah. I suppose the finish is lightly yeasty, so there's that. That's lovely. Lightly yeasty. And that's all I got. I mean, there's nothing else there. It's you know, piss poor.
Yeah.
You know, not the worst we've had.
I think if you drank too much of it, it would, like, curl your stomach.
For sure.
I don't think there's much risk of drinking too much of it.
Mm.
No.
It's,
I don't think
bad.
So.
Yeah, this is not good. Bad score. Bad score here, guys. Bad score.
But it's we've never had this before. This lime.
This lime?
Lime.
Oh, well, no.
And the review just raved about it. Like, it's this great thing. And
yeah.
Even though we knew it was coming, this is like,
mm-hmm.
if this was just subtle lime, mm-hmm. it'd be so nice. This would be so nice, but it's so overbearing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Oof.
Yeah. Oof. Oof. Do you think it would be better if you had margarita salt on the top?
No shit, right.
Right.
I mean, I really, that's the only
it's
thing.
It's like a margarita beer.
Yeah.
Margaritas, whatever they're called.
Can we have some of that?
Yeah, but be
did you bring
yeah.
that along with
like
you?
Like Budweiser? Not, but I can, yeah. Is that who makes them? Yeah.
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 Yeah. I feel wine like a beer slushy. Company made this as a wine.
Right. Yeah. On purpose? No.
They're like, hey, look, this, yeah. this is going to sell.
It didn't sell.
If they right. Oh my god! If they carbonated it, I feel like it would sell.
Oh no!
That's the only thing it's missing. That's what it's really missing is carbonation.
Damn it! We it's have like to hawk all of our damn barrels. Oh no! Yeah, oh my god! I'm so sad.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Well, folks, we're gonna take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to provide this wine a numerical score between 1 and 14. 80.
1 in 25.
Yeah. Here on the Wine Bowl.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. Folks, have you ever sat back and thought how you first heard of the Wine Bowl? Well, we need your help reaching more listeners. What you can do is go to iTunes, give us a review. Give us 5 stars. Give us your thoughts and feedback.
So only with your help, folks, will more people learn about, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So we want to just bring up, back to Steve, because we mentioned the John sex doll that I found. Steve, that did look like Scott, did it not?
It did.
Very
it
much did, so.
Very much so.
Yes, just even his little...
It's...
What?
A question that a remains unanswered.
What?
What were you doing online looking for sex toys that looked like me?
Well, I couldn't. I was just looking for sex toys. I wasn't looking for one that looked like you.
Oh.
Right? No, I wasn't looking for sex toys.
Of course you were.
I forget. What was the situation involving that? I was basically sending him Amazon products.
Right.
Yes, because I was suggesting that you learn about this or that, and you were being a smartass, of course, because you can't accept critiques. So then I sent you that, and it just happened to be you.
Right. That's it.
Right.
It was anatomically correct, too.
It was very close. It was
just like a Ken
very
doll.
Very close, folks.
Yes. Yes.
And it was a great price.
It was only $10.
Right.
So, folks, you could have your own licensed taxi driver at home.
In your room tonight or tomorrow.
Yes.
For the low, low price of $9.99.
Until we look at this again on Amazon, it's like the number one bestseller.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. And then you just don't know what people are going to do with you, Scott, because that's you.
And just like the NCAA athletes, I do not have rights to make money off my imaging.
You don't get paid off your license.
I hope you do get money from that. I would love that if you got money from that.
And if you do,
all the things that could happen to you.
For every deposit made, you get money.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
If you do buy that and put it up at your house, you should...
It's a hard line to follow up with, Becky.
It is
hard.
I just
want
to say, gross. Tag us in whatever you do with that doll.
How do you blow it up? I want to know that.
The air compressor? I don't know.
I'm sure. I think there's when we looked at it, there was a
valve?
A manual valve.
Oh, what is it?
As backup. And then there was like an air compressor.
You just got to pump that thing up.
Like a bicycle pump?
You just got to be careful not to blow it up too hard. You pop it.
How do you fill yours up?
I didn't buy one. It's too many answers. But for $10, man, it's like, I almost bought one for you.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, like, give it to you. I would take it to your house and plant it in your house.
Like a pool toy?
Probably.
Like an inflatable.
Only
like
the finest materials. Mm-hmm. You know what? I could blow it up at
the
your house. Like, smuggle it into Scott's house, then blow it up in Scott's house, then put it in his bed.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Debbie would be down for that.
She probably would. She'd be like, this is such an improvement.
You know that most of those dolls are not for girls.
We don't know about them at all.
But you knew enough about them to find them.
Do tell. Why aren't they for girls?
Yeah, I'm just curious. To our female listeners.
Yes, why aren't they for girls?
Why don't you do the math?
We don't have the equation. We don't have the numbers. Scott, please provide us the numbers.
No, you understand why. How did you describe the mouth?
The convenient part is they come with two coasters.
Yeah.
That you could one in the back and one in the front. You can put a bottle of wine in or a can of beer, depending on what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or something else.
We think they're coaster holes, but I'm sure
it could
they could be.
They could be multi-use.
Correct.
Yeah, yes. That's nice. So if you're like having an evening out and you need somewhere to put your drink.
Yeah. It's like it's like one of those multi-purpose arenas.
Yeah.
One day it's hockey, the next day it's monster trucks.
I can put my cold bottle of Chardonnay and Side Scott.
Yeah.
Monster trucks.
In the back of the... Yeah.
Right. Arm floating in the pool.
Wouldn't it be great if they had a bottle opener in there so you could just... Every time... It would be nice.
It would be nice. I'd just be afraid we'd pop it.
That's true.
But
that's
you could do so.
That's great.
You could do so.
I'm going to take this bite of salami and put it in my mouth.
Okay. Just like you could with a doll. So... Man, it's so awesome. We'll put the link to that on our website.
Who says you can't... Take a horse to water and make it drink.
A horse would be a little bit too strong for the doll, I think. I don't think it's it's not designed for that.
I just drank my glass of wine. I think it's only because I was thirsty.
Yeah, that's the only... No. So...
Via Maria.
The Via Maria. We're going to start off with the superstar. Numerical score, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Well, I think it was more... I think it was more important that he gave the score by the bottle designation, that you wouldn't drink a whole bottle of this.
Well, Steve, let me ask you this. What would you give a score to the John doll that looks like Scott?
98,
yes, I would agree.
Very nice.
Yes. This I'd give an 81.
81, that's actually about right. Over the triple B. But what about this with the Scott doll?
That 98.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Because I got the doll.
That's right. And this was a screw top, so, you know.
There's some,
you got that.
This was a screw top?
It was, of course. Gross. I think so. I don't remember how I opened it, actually. Yes.
You don't remember a lot.
Since we started drinking
this. I kind of did, yeah. Well, go ahead, Triple B. What is your score with this wine?
Yeah, an 84, 83. I don't know that it matters. I couldn't tell it was a Sauvignon Blanc. It's not... It's very limey.
Yes.
Who was this? The enthusiast that gave it 88?
Of course it was.
Fucking crack.
Well, they are.
79.
79 of your points.
Yeah, it's just the lime is over oppressive. It's just oppressive. It's just, it's like you said, it's what else is there? There's nothing else.
I've never gotten past the John doll. But still, yes, and I will provide it also with 81 of my points. It's not quite 70 bad, but it ain't 85 good. Right.
It's not good.
It's a sloppy mess because it's not only lean and insipid and all lime, it's sloppy. It's just a sloppy, disjointed mess. And I think that they can do much, much better. You know, they have a Pinot. Want to try that?
This makes me want to try it.
It doesn't me. Actually, this is like the Sauvignon Blanc of the Autrefois. Remember that? That's what this tastes like. So, folks... An 81.
I think we liked Autrefois better than we liked this.
I gave it a 75 or something. I know. 2 81s, an 84, and a 79. Not recommended.
Not recommended.
No. But you know what is recommended? The John Doll.
The John Doll.
Look up John Doll on Amazon.com, and you can have your own wine vault.
Right there in your living room.
It's true. When Scott's not here, maybe that would make sense.
Right.
You know an airplane where they pull out the thing and then the autopilots come out?
Yes.
Maybe I could do that with this seat. Then when Scott's not here, you just pull on a tab. But then if he starts to deflate, then you have to...
to do manual.
You could give new meaning to putting words into my mouth.
Well, you can put a lot of things in the John Doll's mouth out here.
It's supposedly a coaster. Supposedly a coaster. If it's a bottle of wine.
That's right.
Of course it does.
That's right.
It's a big hole.
Either face down or face up. Just depending on what you want to do. Yeah.
Unfortunately, they don't sell them for me and Rob. Unfortunately.
No, they don't. No.
But that's okay.
No.
Shouldn't stop them from buying it for you.
No.
Some of you are...
I can't wait till the day that you get a pull and you have like an opening day party. And you come outside and they filled your pool with these blow-up dolls.
And all over.
And you know what? We can get 10 of them for $100. That is
and
not
then you
that
go
much.
Into the bathroom, there's the John doll.
You go. One's sitting on the toilet, one's in the shower. You're like, what's going on here?
And then for the rest of their lives, they'll be able to say, we bought six toy blow-up dolls named John. Okay,
that's being coarse. But all I know is Deb's going to just say, it's raining men.
Right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. It's raining men.
Yeah, that's what she's going to say.
Well, possibly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. I just know that's fantastic. They're just going to float. They don't even need a float.
Nope.
No, they float themselves.
But of course, we're going to put them on a float because that would just be, you know.
It's the right thing to do.
Which way up? Because you could use it as a coaster.
Actually, three of them at one time. Actually, that's four if you flip it over. But no one's going to do that.
No one's going to do that.
Nobody wants that coaster.
No.
Wow.
It also works as a fondue pot.
This is Scott's favorite episode.
It does.
Well, it's just curious that they know how many openings were in this
milk,
sex
milk,
toy doll.
Lemonade.
Milk.
Round the... Okay, yeah.
Say that.
I don't know.
It's just general math.
It's funny how that's what got Becky to say, stop.
Well, it's just, you know, it just wasn't, you know, hey, man.
I guess...
Once again,
done away with that. This was the
ooh.
White wine is for women episode.
Yeah. I wonder
if you would agree on that.
This isn't for anybody, but wonder if we linked the sex. Well, the John doll, a sex doll is a very vulgar term. The John doll on our website, people go buy it. If we could work out a thing with Amazon where they put in our code and we get money.
Oh, yeah.
So of everything we've said here tonight. A sex doll is a vulgar
it's
term.
It's not a sex doll. It's a rehabilitation doll.
Yes. It's actually a coaster.
What?
Rehabilitation
doll. I want to hear this.
It's a coaster.
A rehabilitation doll is like a buddy doll.
Yeah.
Like a friend.
Oh, yeah.
A body pillow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like an animal support.
Right.
But like a blow-up
You can talk
support.
To them, snuggle them.
That's nice.
Yeah. They can hold your wine.
The holidays are hard on people.
Right. Yeah. And so to feel better,
you
can be
harder on
the doll.
Are you diving in on this, Becky?
Yeah.
She sees the genius in it.
It was my idea to get it for your pool warming party.
Yes. A lot of them.
Yeah.
You could look at it very shallow as a sex doll.
Right.
You could. You choose to look at it as a rehabilitation friend doll.
Yeah. You know what you could do?
What could I do?
Scott.
Like those My Buddy. Do you remember those dolls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are for children, of which this probably shouldn't be for children. But if you clothed it, I think it's not as tall as you, so you'd have to. But you probably have clothes that fit it in your crates. We'll check that out.
We'll investigate.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you.
Yeah, because this is a family show. We don't have a nude John Scott doll.
No.
No, that would be inappropriate.
Clothed would be okay.
That would be appropriate. Maybe in a jersey.
Nothing about that.
Yeah.
That would be appropriate.
Polo. Or a fedora.
Like a golf polo and a fedora.
Oh, yes. I don't think he has any golf polo.
What about my Jesus shirt?
Jesus shirt? You mean that cotton thing?
Yeah.
Well, if it shows cleavage. I wonder if it does. I didn't look at the cleavage on the
oh,
doll.
You didn't look at the doll to see if it had cleavage.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah, I think it was generic.
This is fantastic.
It was generic. Yeah, it could be anybody.
It was generic.
But it was you. Yeah, it's supposedly for bachelorette parties.
Right, or small get-togethers. Yeah. Very small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also used for practicing wrestling. It was one of the other things you could do on there.
It came with some sort of a oil substance, but it's safe with plastics. I don't know.
I think it was cleaning.
It's to clean. Well, certain orifices.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. The coasters.
Yeah. The coasters. Yes. That's what it's for.
Somewhere there's a coasters band out there going, he's not
this
talking about us, folks. He's not talking about
rating, but this is like extra.
What?
Really?
Were you saying something dirty?
Just talking about our friend Scott.
Okay, let's wrap it up. We've already given our scores. Let's move on.
I don't know, folks. So if you want that that doll, or that
rehabilitation doll.
Companion doll.
Right. Relationship doll.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? I know somebody that should have that. They can market it themselves and they make a lot of money doing it. We'll talk off the air.
We'll talk off the air.
Yeah.
Can't give all the secrets away.
No. But we're not to that point yet where someone would want a companion Scott doll. But hopefully, one can dream. Scott's always wanted to have a swag merchandise section in the shop. And so now you know what's going to be on there. I'm going to buy like 50 of those things and then sell them for $75 a piece. And people are going to buy those things.
We can sell with a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Well, if I'm going to personalize them, trust me.
We can do that. A bottle of wine, some cheese.
That's right.
Good for anything out.
Yeah. Find the cork.
Right.
It's a game.
Instructional videos.
It's true. Yeah, possibly. You know, but that's the thing, though.
Everybody could take their own ride with the taxi driver.
That's right.
I almost said on, but I corrected myself.
That's correct.
In the past, I wouldn't have. But
yeah, just park yourself right in the unlicensed taxi driver.
Just get
right.
Blow them up there. And just Have a good time.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Don't get in a fender bender. You don't want to get rear-ended with the unlicensed taxi driver.
Wow.
So, for Rob the Wine Guy, superstar Steve Gibson.
Yes.
Triple B. And John, the companion man, unlicensed taxi driver, we're going to bid you adieu and see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.